Welcome. Con Café for the 19th day of February, year of our Lord, 2024. I'm Pastor Eladio Valverde. Welcome. So glad you could join us. For those of you praying for Nelly and I, we're doing a little bit better, but not exactly where we want to be. But we thank God for health and life and ability to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We're looking at the coming gospel for this next coming Sunday, and there's a little discrepancy between the sources that share the lectionary text. The one that I usually use as my reference for the gospel has us doing the transfiguration again, so I looked it up on another source, and it gave me this other text. And so we're going to look at that. This one seems more appropriate with the time of year that we are in, namely in Lent. And I'm looking at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verses 31 through 38 in the New International Version of the Bible. And as you will see, this one is entitled, Jesus Predicts His Death. Are you ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 31. He, Jesus, then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside, began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Then he called the crowd to him and along with his disciples and said, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, Gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, a good Monday to you, dear friend. May this be a wonderful day for you and yours. May you hear God's voice as you spend time in His Word and explore His message for you. May God's Holy Spirit prepare all of us for all God has to share with us. There seems to be no way that the cross looming ahead for the disciples that should have surprised the 12. They had been there for most of the traps and tricks that Jesus' enemies presented to our Lord, and to hear they were finally going to get their way and kill him should have really come as no surprise, but it did. The news of loved ones, of our loved ones, when they shared medical news and alerts, still did not prepare us for their death. So here is Peter, the chief disciple, reacting like Peter when he rebukes Jesus. This shocks us, but it shouldn't. Peter loved Jesus. Peter had given up his life and career to follow he whom some suspected could truly become the new king of Israel. Nowhere and at no time did Jesus promise the disciples or Peter himself or even us any illusions of comfort or ease. Nowhere do we read Jesus sugarcoating the reality of following him. Demands of sacrifice, rejection, and even suffering were on the menu for those who have chosen to be his disciples even today. The reality from this verse is that our journey of faith won't always be smooth sailing. I feel for Peter, I really do, when he hears Jesus tell him, Get behind me, Satan. Go, wait, what? Lord, did you mean to call me Satan? Isn't Satan our enemy, the bad guy in this whole thing, the evil one? And Jesus continued, he said, You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Ouch. Can we blame Peter for being like us, wanting and seeking an easier, more comfortable path? Don't we often want the benefits of faith without embracing the challenges that it entails? Jesus calls the crowd together, and he declares, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?" Gulp again. Jesus is saying to truly follow him, we must let go of our selfishness, our worldly desires, and everything that hinders our spiritual growth. To take up our cross means we should embrace the challenges and choose God's will over our own comfort. Jesus knew the power we find in sacrifice. It's the transformative power that can take us from self-preservation to full dependence on God. We can find true meaning and fulfillment in giving our lives to something greater than ourselves, to God and his purposes. We should ask if we are spending our time changing pleasures at the expense of our spiritual well-being. Jesus wants us to put our souls in their proper place, which is aligning our lives with his teachings and values. We should walk alongside Jesus, carrying our crosses of challenges and sacrifices. This does involve our making difficult choices, standing up for what's right, even when it's unpopular, or prioritizing spiritual growth over worldly pursuits. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, grant me the courage and grant us the courage to face the reality of following you. Help us embrace self-denial and pick up our cross with faith and commitment. May we prioritize our soul's salvation over temporary gains and find true fulfillment in serving you and living out your message. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day. The Lord hears your call to action. Walk on, carrying your cross with faith, knowing that true life and purpose lie in following Christ. I love you, and I thank God for you. And if this has blessed you, pass it on. Click all the buttons there at your disposal to let people know that this has blessed you, and it'll help our metrics help reach the world for Jesus Christ. Again, may the Lord bless you and keep you now and forever. Amen.